We're pleased to be joined for the first time on the program by a guy who's a friend of Moody Radio. Dr. Mark Eckel is president of the Comenius Institute and a regular writer at warpandwoof.org. Thanks for joining us, Mark.
Glad to be here. Thanks for the invite.
I think this really is a core issue for us to discuss in terms of the moral sensibilities of children and what they're born with. Let's start outside of the church first. What do you think much of culture would teach about the source of morality in our babies and our children?
Sure. I think there are basically two approaches, so we're going to take the first one, as you suggest. The first is a human-centered point of view, and I base this on the three E's. Folks who have a human-centered point of view of morality say it comes from our environment, our experience, or our education, and we are blank slates. But there's new research out that shows that psychologists are saying that children are born with a moral sense. So they share toys, they show compassion when others are hurt, they focus attention on what's humanly good. And what's really fascinating about this is that they base their proof not on genetics, but on something called universalism. That is, that there's a behavior that can be seen across all cultures. And so because the behavior appears across all cultures, the behavior can't be just a result of one certain culture. So, for instance, children in any culture get upset when they're not treated equally with other children, or children have a strong desire for justice by so-called tattling on siblings or other folks. But, you know, the real question here is, where does this universalism come from? And so the question we're dealing with from a human-centered point of view is, where are your origins? The source of something is really the biggest question left unanswered by those who maintain that a baby's morality is innate, that is, that it's just there. And my question is, where did that come from?
Well, yeah, and as we dig deeper into that, as researchers are noticing these kind of transcendent qualities of kids throughout any type of culture, is it both positive and negative attributes that kids are possessing, or is this all positive attributes?
Well, in the book that Paul Bloom wrote a few years ago, Just Babies, and the subtitle is The Origins of Good and Evil, he really focused on the goodness, though we can see obviously both. And that brings us to the great biblical doctrines of the dignity of human beings and the depravity of human beings. And we're focused on the morality issue, but yeah, absolutely, this is the big issue. Mm.
So, you know, and as I mentioned before you came on, I remember talking to my students when I was a high school teacher about this very issue, and they were all convinced that we're born inherently good, which was shocking to me as a parent.
Sure.
Can you talk to us about the biblical side of the source of morality?
Sure. So, honestly, you only have one of two choices when it comes to the issue of morals. Either you believe that people are basically good, or you believe that people are inherently corrupt. And quite frankly, those two assumptions, because they are assumptions that people presuppose them, those two assumptions, either you're perfectible and good or you're inherently corrupt, are going to formulate every point of view you have on education, on public policy, on politics, on environmental questions, everything. So if you're perfectible, that is, you're getting better and better. Well, in that case, then, evil is always going to be outside of you, and you are really a good person and can do good things. But if you believe that there is a problem that we face, that is, in ourselves, then the real issue is, how do we transform or change ourselves? And that, I think, is the big issue. And you identified a key word in this discussion, and that's the word transcendent. It's got to come from outside of us, and that's the issue of morality, that morality does indeed, from a Christian point of view, come from outside of us.
And when you examine various secular views outside of the Christian faith, do we often see people presuming that humans are transcendently good? Is that usually where people end up?
Oh, absolutely. They begin there. So you begin with either one of those assumptions. Either people are basically good and they can get better and better, which is basically an evolutionary point of view, or you believe from a biblical vantage point that we have real problems. Do people do good things? Sure. But we're still permeated by our own sinfulness and the problem of our own nature. And that really is where folks start. You're absolutely right.
So then how can we be propagators of that concept to kind of show others and illustrate that God actually has us set up a whole different way?
Sure. So I would suggest something I've been teaching for years. Sounds like you come from a classroom environment like I have. I've been teaching for over 30 years. everybody from junior high through now PhD students. And I've been teaching folks what I call the SPUD test. That's S-P-U-D. And you can find it on my website, actually, under SPUD. But here it is. The SPUD test is the belief sensible to what is? Is the belief practical and workable? Is the belief universal? And is the belief dependable? So sensible, practical, universal, and dependable. And I just want to highlight the idea of universal, since that's what our friends on the other side emphasize, that there's a universal right and wrong. And my question has to come back to origins again. Where did that come from? It just can't come out of thin air. It has to come from someplace. So either you believe in a man-centered, human-centered vantage point where we're basically good, or we have a problem and we need help from outside of ourselves. And of course, as Christians, we know that help comes through Jesus.
Yeah, and it still amazes me that somebody could spend time with a young child and watch them grow and be like, you know what? I think I've spent most of my time teaching this child what bad things are. I mean, kids naturally are doing the wrong thing, and I feel like I'm spending my energy teaching what's right. And so I just try to figure out how scientists could even come to the opposite conclusion when faced with the reality of how children really are.
Right. Yeah. This reminds me of my son when he was 10 months old, thereabouts. He was crawling, and we had plants. You know how folks have plants in their homes, and the plants were on the floor. And we had emphasized to Tyler that, you know, he wasn't supposed to touch the plants. Well, I remember this distinctly as if it was yesterday. I still see this in my mind's eye. Here's this little boy. He's told not to touch the plants arranged on the floor. He holds out his little hand. He turns to look at me, and then while still looking at me, touches the plant.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And see, if he were inherently good, he would have been like, oh, you're right, Dad. I won't touch that.
Right.
Yeah, exactly right.
But we all know that doesn't happen.
Exactly. So, you know, honestly, I don't think that people are real honest with us. You know, I think sometimes researchers and scientists who have a human-centered point of view, they live one way in the laboratory and a different way when they get home at night with their kids.
Yeah, they must, honestly. And this is fascinating stuff, and I think it's important for us to know this because you're right. It does affect one's entire worldview as we examine, yep. You know, but whether or not people are inherently good or bad. And now if folks want to learn more about this, again, we've been talking with Dr. Mark Eckel, who is president of the Comenius Institute, also writes every week. How can folks find out more about you and this information?
Sure. Yeah, they can go to my website, warpandwoof.org. That's warpandwoof.org. You'll find my bio there. There's over 500 essays on that website. Happy to interact with anybody that would like to write. They can write to me at Eckel. ECKEL 1957 at Gmail. Happy to interact with anybody with any questions. And this is a hugely important topic. Glad to be able to discuss it today.
Thanks so much, Dr. Eckel. I'm sure we'll have you back sometime, my friend.
Yes, thank you.
I'll look forward to it. Thank you.